evolution is pretty fucking like crazy. And the example, well, I believe in it, first of all, right? Like, it's like you said, the fossil record, DNA, it's, you can't deny that. But what I struggle with, this might sound a little silly, but the thing that trips me out the most is caterpillars. Okay. Cause like,
oh, cause of the metamorphosis.
Yeah, dude. Like, how does evolution, how does evolution explain that? And does it?
Yeah, this is one of those things where I don't know when it was. It was years ago, but I sat down. I was like, is there anything that actually doesn't make any sense evolutionary wise? And metamorphosis was one of those things for me. I was like, yeah, but how could it gradually just be like, okay, I'm gonna be a morbidly obese, squishy thing, and then I'm gonna dissolve my entire body, and then one day I will be a beautiful butterfly. You know,
exactly.
That's from A Bug's Life, if none of you have ever seen it. So that was one of those things. But the more I looked into it, the more I was like, well, the caterpillar to butterfly thing isn't exactly it's not as unique of a problem as I thought, because actually the vast majority of all insects undergo metamorphosis. They just don't do it the way caterpillars to butterflies do. So typically what happens is you have the egg and it hatches, and you have the maggot or the larva, and then it pupates and it goes through metamorphosis and it develops wings and its body changes. The way the caterpillar to butterfly transformation happens is pretty crazy, because the caterpillar it's essentially like an embryo that's extremely highly developed and mobile. Whereas, you know, like with a fly, you know, the caterpillar equivalent, we see it. It's a nymph or a maggot or one of these others. A lot of them are, well, nymphs are actually, have you ever seen a dragonfly nymph before?
I've never, no.
They're actually like super predators, and they're fucking terrifying. So this, believe it or not, is, if I can get it pulled up here, it's going to take a second to read. This is what a dragonfly looks like before it, undergoes metamorphosis. So these are nymphs, and they have, this isn't even the crazy part of it. They have an expandable jaw. I want to show you the jaw, cause it's just so crazy. The jaw extends, that whole apparatus there is its jaw, and it extends out.
So this is like the dragonfly equivalent of a maggot, is what you're saying?
Well, no. So that was wrong on my part. And ladybugs, when they're nymphs, they look crazy too. So that was wrong on my part. A nymph is pretty well developed. So it'd be more like a maggot, right? Which is kind of like it's a larva, or it's like an embryo, essentially.
Gotcha.
So a caterpillar is just a highly, I don't know if it's more analogous to a nymph or an embryo. I guess, I don't know. It'd be great if we had an entomologist here. they could tell us more about it, 'cause I'm not super educated on it, but they just have evolved the ability to be more independent, more voracious, in that early on stage, and then they go through the later metamorphosis, and it's a crazy metamorphosis. But you know, ladybugs metamorphose too. Say whatever you're thinking. I'm gonna do a little fact check on myself here real quick.
So yeah, I'll tell you about the conversation we were having, because he's super like, no, evolution explains absolutely everything. No matter how like, you know, in the weeds you get, whereas I accept it generally, but to me there's like there's something missing there, where it doesn't explain every single little thing, but it's generally, you know, you could apply in like 99.9% of things, but like in situations like this, right, we're talking about like just random mutations, right? How do we get, like, does a caterpillar, like, how does it even like the idea of it becoming a soup and then reorganizing the tissue, like that whole thing, I don't get how that you know, happens through generations, or like, I don't think it applies. Like, maybe the answer is just outside of evolution, but is it though? Like,
I mean, I think it would be within evolution. Yeah. And they do go through, I mean, I don't know. Like, if you look at let me look at life cycle of a housefly. I have looked at the life cycle of a housefly before, but so they form, yeah, they're a larva and then they form a pupa. Now for a caterpillar, we call that a chrysalis, and then it, mm-hmm. but I don't know. Does the larva like literally dissolve like a caterpillar does for a housefly? I don't know. Maybe it does. I don't actually know. So I did a little bit of looking into this, and so it turns out my instincts were right. A caterpillar is a larval butterfly. A nymph is something, you know, cicadas.
Yeah.
How they crawl out of the ground and then they just break out of that shell and then they have wings. That's what a nymph is. A nymph is, it's like a, I don't know, it's like before it goes through puberty, for lack of a better analogy. So, a caterpillar just basically is a larva that can move around and eat a bunch and has a bunch of defense mechanism. It's just highly derived, meaning it's been modified to the point where it's really specialized and pretty extreme. Yeah, you can think, a caterpillar is a highly derived larva, essentially. So I have the hiccups, sorry. So we can look for, yes, the caterpillar to butterfly one is pretty extreme, but something like it actually already happens with countless tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of other insects. So yeah, I mean, I guess I just bought a bunch of books, so my reading, my stack of books is already pretty high. Right. But yeah, looking into etymology, maybe that'll be one of my next projects.
Nice. It's just cool. It's nice to know that I'm not like crazy for having that intuition, that this is just kind of fucking crazy what's going on there. But yeah, man, thank you.
You're welcome. Get a free book, two free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.